is Bruce Ledwin, Zechanishus Moshe, Melach Ben Shmuel Halevi, Ova Shalom. Might happen in a Choshev Shul in Eretz Yisrael that the people learn in the Beis Medrash during the day, Koyun Galayt, Balabatim, and to keep the shul going, they have people who give a panis hayom. They pay for expenses of that day. And they kavite this chusufu shleima, or they eat an ish for somebody, or tzlocha what they want, any tzarech they want. And they put up a sign that this is for this and this person, and he's sponsoring the day. One day, a person comes into the shul, Ish Michmud, he wants to come to Panas Hayom for today. So yes, sir, what bakasha do you want? So he says he wants it for they should be davening for someone who's very close to Shavu Shleima. So yes, sir, what's his name? They should put his name on the plaque for today. So he answered, Muhammad Abin Hassan Ben Ahmed. Okay. So the person looks at him, the gabbai looks at him, and so the person is back, listen, he's an Arab from Saudi Arabia, and I have a lot of business with him, big asakim with him. They just found a growth, in his stomach, and this afternoon, he's going there for a big operation. And since I have a lot of good deals, business deals with him, I'm afraid that if the operation is not successful, then Chas v'Shalom, he might die. So I'm a vakish that you should say daven for him, put his name on the plaque, and that everyone should learn today v'shchus yishar v'fur shleima. So the shaila is, I don't have to daven for a guy. That's the shaila in short. 1 second. Come there, it's the first year of the Yatsum Kabbal stuck up for a foolish Lema for an Arab to daven on him and to learn his chus. And into the Lema Smutta, I locked for his name in a shul on a plaque. And Shas the Chuvas Chaim Biyad. It's a Chuvas Sefer from Reb Chaim Pelagi, one of the big Svadish Gedalia Yisrael. In Simulam and Gimel, he asked Cain the same Shaila. Shaila was over there. Someone asked him, he has a guy that I can't see do business with for many years. And I'm Aviyach, and I make a lot of panasa from him because of him. Now the Tzaycha, the guy is sick. Can I dance for him? Shaila Fush Lema. Can I give Tzaka Bishrush Yichya? What was it, Shaila? The person I learned a little bit. Because it says in Mogan Avram in Kuf Pei Tes Sifkat Nalef in Nichus Pichus Amazin, he says, I'm quoting the Lashon of the Mogan Avram, Kishiyesh Akam Bebayis Naigim Laima Kolano Yachab Bebayis. When you have a guy at a meal, so when you bench, you say Kolano Yachab Bebayis. So Taz says in your day of Eishlam Beis in Sifkat Yidav, he's on this Mogan Avram. And the Taz says, Agus, Shein and Ochen, the Kim and Shahima, Koloni Yachad, Hako Bechlau. So you make also the guy. El Yema, I son of B'nai Bis, Koloni Yachad. You should add the word B'nai Bis, only Yidden, to exclude him. Why? The Taz of Fisha Asa Levach Akum, to exclude Lysachonim. Now give a bracha to guy, to Lysachonim. So therefore the Shaila was, can I, Bimis Bawa gives tzedakah so that this guy should live. So Chaim Pelagi answered, you're allowed to Bimis Bawa. Because you're not mischavin stam to go to give a guy matnas chinam. You're doing it b'shvil yourself. You want to continue doing business with him. Since Yisrael has an awe, Yisrael has an awe from this guy, has an awe meruba from the guy, that should be mischapa. And also another reason, the Chaim Pelagi says, Mutter, you shouldn't be a kofet taiva. He did you taiva, So you should smile for him. There shouldn't be a kofet taiva on what he did to you, what he helped you until now. So mele yatzim ispalo for food a guy. This chayim biyad is brought down also in the Daki Tshuva in Simon, in Yerdeya, Simon Kuftan Aleph, and in the end of Sar Sif Katan Chavtes, and in Simon Kuftan Ches, Sif Katan Gimel. He brings down this Chaim Biyad. Also, I saw a Tshuva in Yechav Adas from Avadi Yosef, Echelik Vav, Simon Samach, that's Mutzit Nisvah for Goy. If the guy asks you, I'll Zaka Shalom, if the guy asks you, please pray for me, then you're out to Zaka Shalom. Also, I found in the Sefer Chassidim, and the Sefer Chassidim says in a few places, in Simon Tovshin Memvav, Tovshin Tzadik, and Tov Kufpei Beis. Kufpei Beis, or Dalit. Can't read my handwriting. It's mutter to talk a shvacha guy that the time is for you. And it's mutter to mispalo to Rabban Yishalom, Sheyakob Bedinai. That's the lashon of the Sefer Chassidim. The Chaim Palag also writes that if the guy would die, you'll have personal mezakim asked. Let's say the guy owes you a lot of money. He's alive, he can pay it back. If he dies, you're not going to get the money. You never see the money. Then you'll have to say to him, to daven for him, that the guy should not die. We're getting to that. That's the get to daven for him. Now what do you do about the sign? So Yitzchak Zilberstein says, the guy writes the shame of the guy on the sign in the shul, you should not do it. Why? Interesting the right he brings. It says, it takes us in Gittin, Lama Beis on Beis, and the beginning of the Ramascha, the whole. He calls to Rabbeinu Tam, that says, if you're allowed to write a shame nachi in a get, when you write a get, no, you write the Hebrew name. Can you write also an English name? Today, it's a whole different world today. Today, most Gittin are only English names. You don't put Hebrew names if it's not from people. But anyway, if you're allowed to write the shame nachi in a get, so it says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam. This is Tosfos quoting it. Chalila lahatzke shemay mechama Tosfos Moshe Yisrael. You know how to mention shame of a guy in a get. It's Tosfos Moshe Yisrael. Zokya b'yotzer Engel. In Giyani Hashas, he says over there, from Tamiz Mashma, that a get has some Kedusha. That's why you can't put a guy's name in there. So maybe not the Yinalti Maske Shemakim. That's what most people, what the Yisrael Engel said, that's what Yisrael Tam means. And he also brings the Chuvus Radvaz that says in Furish, this Kedusha in a get, since it's called, it says inside Kedas Moshe Yisrael, so Meila has Kedusha. So Meila, you'll mention Shem of God. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means. And he's Maitif. And I don't say Chiddush, I'm just throwing it in, but B'mi was a big Chiddush. He says, come to coin to this Rabbeinu Tam, coin to Taisus, who's coined Rabbeinu Tam, that matzahs on Pesach, since you need Shimu Shem Mitzvah, the matzahs have Kedusha. That's what Yosef Engel says. Matzahs have Kedusha. Since you do Shem Mitzvah. But anyway, so since it has some Kedusha, it's in the basic Knesset, so now it's a Dava Maguna to put the Shem Nachri on since you can't have it in a get, so certainly you should not have it sure on a sign, on a poster, on a plaque. You should not have it to Dava Maguna to have the Shem Nachri on a plaque in the shul. That's what he writes. Let me finish. 1 second. Should I have it on? Today, Nagay just to get I want to invite. Today we hold like a Rabbeinu Tam. And if I can't, anyone who's involved with Gittin, most of the time, especially non Shem Shabbos, most of the time you don't even write the name of the Hebrew name, you don't write the get. Money Gittin are without even the only English names in a get. Most of the time you don't even have a Hebrew name.
Because they don't know,
not sure. Last night a shayla from a rav who's misadded again. Last night I had a shayla. The guy says his name is Laza. His name is Laza. They call it Laza and Laza. You know Laza. So the misadded gets maybe his name's Eliezer or Laza. No, Laza. My name is Laza. It's a Shema Kitza. So I told him leave out the Hebrew name. Just what's his English name? Albert. So put an Albert and that's it. Because you're not sure. Once you're misupik, because you write the wrong name, it gets puzzled. So if you're not sure what you do, you put it the English name. If you're not sure what the Hebrew name is. So anyway, so the Yitzchak Zimt in Potskin that you should not put it on a plaque. You could take money and you could just say Tillim and so on, but however, to put on a plaque, that you shouldn't. It would seem to me, we saw once Dafka, let's say a Yid comes in and he says he wants Dafka's name, his name on a plaque. He insists on, now give me your money, and the shul needs the income, and he insists the name, the Gershon name should be on a plaque. Says, what do you make of? Why? Because if you look in the Gerenia Shas, if you angle there, on Gittin, on base, he's being on Chuzi Shvats. And Chuzi Shvats quotes a Chuzi Rambam. That's mashma, the get, there's no get, the get has no kedusha whatsoever. He argues that the get has no kedusha whatsoever. So make Yisrael Mechalkab Avachim Tzorech. And it was seen to me, even if it's exertion, he doesn't say it's Issa Gom, he says it's a Dava Maguna. So Malkum Sayah, you could be Mekel. Yes.
In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, it's talking about a Goyish name for a Jew.
Yeah.
That's a Dava Maguna. But here it's a Goy.
But you see, you should have a name of a Goy on the get. So if you should have a name on the get, you shouldn't have it on the plaque also.
It's because it's a Goyish name to a Jew.
No, that's not why. You don't put a Goyish name. The Svar is because you don't put a Goyish name because that's Kedusha. You don't put a Goyish name. That's very right. Because that's Kedusha.
According to the same, can you daven a little nishmas for a Goy?
Huh?
Can you daven a little nishama for a Goy?
Nishama of a Goy? You can daven. I don't know if it's pilot or anything.
No,
I have to give me money for it.
But for a car to tow,
for sure he could. I don't know if it's pile or anything.
I don't know.
I don't know if a guy has an Hashem even. Huh?
Can you sponsor your guy?
A guy could get Eilam Haba. But however, the sniper writes. It's a different Eilam Haba. It's Nishon's Eilam Haba. It's a Goyish Eilam Haba.
What if the guy wants to be done for a dog?
Huh?
He wants to be done for a dog.
You can daven. Nothing wrong with daven for a dog. In fact, I'll tell you the next case. Let's the next case. I want to give you a case. You daven for a fly. What happened? I'll give you a case. A true story happened. Let me finish the story, then you can ask a question. Huh? It's Indian by Indian. Can you dive in for a fly? I'll tell you, my Shahoya. A fly. You know a fly? F-L-Y. Fly. Tell you, Maitha. That's your Maitha happened. Someone was davening, you hear? He was davening a shul, and a fly came bothering back and forth. You know how the flies are. They don't let up. He lost himself to say Shabbos. He took a zap at the fly, and he hits the fly. You know, it's got Shabbos. And he sees the fly is between life and death. So he's diving to a body shalom. Daddy shouldn't die. Because if the fly dies, I'll be either Issa and Tirsa Shabba.
So he's diving for himself.
Huh?
He's diving for himself then.
But he's diving, the fly shouldn't die. No. Huh? Of course he could daven. You want to save yourself from Issa Deraisa.
Yes, what's the mother's name?
Huh? What was the mother's name? He didn't ask. If he asked, we'll tell him the name.
Rabbi, you're allowed to give a boy matzah.
Huh?
Matzah Kedusha.
That's only according to Yosef Engel, Pshat in what do you call it? Pshat in
Benitam.
Not everyone seems to hold like that.
For
Rabbi, you use the mother's name. If you don't know who the real mother is, so by them there's no. You don't say Rabbi Zachabal over there.
I'm not the kid.
All right. Yes.
Can you put a sign up in a shul for a boomer lahaka?
Huh?
If a boomer lahaka has donated something to a shul.
We're talking about the next case. The case afterwards, we'll talk about it. It's part of this, the coming case, okay? Yeah. Yes. We'll talk about in a minute. Yeah, next.
A guy for business. Let's say McDonald's wants to be the finest of fighters for the show.
If you get some, Tavis Anor, he's paying for it? He's giving money. I'm not.
Home Depot or
they're doing it. First, they now take money from a guy. However, if a guy gives it for a tzayach, you know, Shmosh, a case of he wants to have a full shleima, he gets some benefit, he gets some advertising from it, or something like that. He gives the Shem Shemai and Yinala to take for him. But it's doing for his Han Samuta. Han Samuta. Huh? You can put the sign also, right?
First.
Yes.
Many, many years ago, there was a man who was in the nursing home business here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he came to the Gerer Rebbe, and he gave him money, and the Gerer Rebbe told him, he says, "If thou need on treffen a geld."
Yeah.
That's what the Rebbe told him straight.
He was Jewish or not Jewish?
He was a prom guy.
Uh-huh.
Put on field every morning.
Yeah.
Except Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah. So 1 second.
He thought this guy treffen a geld. Why?
Yeah.
Because he had a home, and he served treffs to the Jewish people.
All right, okay. No. Yeah, yes.
That's the thing, Rabbi Zolotin, we had previously the dog. They named the whole shul off the dog. They called the shul the name of the dog.
And yeah.
So what's the difference between letting them bring up the sign and the shul?
Echelami. It's not so terrible.
He said that according to the Julian Shas that because
you're
that because the get doesn't have Kedusha.
Huh? You see, there was to help learning. Here's Elsie learning, the Shem Shul. The whole shul started because of the dog.
Right.
Could be a little different. It's a good question. Yeah. It could be because the whole shul started only because of the dog. Yeah. Yes.
You said that the reason why you'd be able to put the sign up in the shul because then you're tailored in the Gilyani Ashas that says that a get doesn't have
Kedusha, right, yeah.
But the Kedusha of a shul should be totally if you're going to pay a get as Kedusha or not?
He's totally there, but sir. Okay. Yeah. But
yeah.
We all the whole thing's okay. We all, like at the end I said, here's the idea, it's okay. It can be made. You can make welcome. What?
Can you name a guy's name?
He give what?
Can you name a baby?
Interesting, Shaila. The question is, are you allowed to give someone has a baby? His name is Shmuel. You want to give him name Samuel? You want to give him name John? Whatever it is, can you do such a thing or not? Are you allowed to do it? Maram Shik says it's off the season, but I can't say exactly what it is. But Maram Shik, says if you give a child a Jewish name, you either Issa Daraisa. That's what the Ram Shik says. Let me finish. Not at the bris. After you put on the birth certificate. 1 second, let me finish. That's what the Ram Shik says. However, the children Ragachava, he's machalik. He makes it sound like this. It's in the chulis. He says like this. It depends. If it's a pirish of his Hebrew name, Shmuel, if it's Samuel, it's a pirish. Then it's okay. But let's say his name is Shmuel and you give him name John and something's not Pirish, then you have a Chukasem L'Selechel. There are other places come hold that there's no issue whatsoever. But we tell people ask me, can I give a Jewish, a Goyish name? Make it Shalom, it should be a translation of the Hebrew name. Like this, Yitzah, the Ragachava. You're not even Yitzah.
The one that names it or the person that's being named?
The one who's doing it. The one who's giving the name.
So the one time it's not like
I don't know. Okay.
The kid doesn't have to change his name when he gets older.
Huh? The kid's not required to change. He probably can't even. He has to cost him belt of money to change it. Legally, to change it, he can't.
Alexander.
Alexander. Alexander's mentioned in the Gemara.
Right. Exactly.
Alexander's mentioned in the Gemara.
But the Gemara's name.
Alexander, the Jewish name.
Alexander.
You know something's interesting. I want to get off tangent over here. When you write it, get Alexander. If you write it because it's his Hebrew name, you write it one way. If you write it in the because it's a Jewish name, you write it completely different. Okay. Anyway, no interesting Shaila.
What about Shalom Bayis?
Huh?
Shalom Bayis.
What do you mean Shalom Bayis?
Wife wants.
Some people are called Shalom Bayis. That makes sense. Like you know.
We don't want. What do you?
Ask her off. Right, so the guy made stalker.
How do you answer that question about Alexander? You see the more itself.
So it depends why it's named. It's a whole. Might happen with a garbage stalker. He was trying very hard to raise money for Pesach, for Kimcha de Pesach. But he wasn't successful. People weren't giving as much, or they couldn't give as much. He had to help the people's community. So one person went over to him and says, you know, there's an usher who lives in this community. He's very wealthy. He gives money for hospitals. He gives for charity. He gives American Cancer Society. It gives to all type of Geisha Mises that this child does good things. Maybe go to him. However, I want to tell you, this year has two Chatzrainas. One Chatzrainas, he's married to a Shiksa, to a non-Jew. And therefore he's Rachel Shmir Torah Mitzvahs. The second thing is that if you want to get money from him, you have to be chayne from a lot. Doesn't really go to him and ask money, you're not going to get. You have to tell him you're the greatest, you're this, you're that, and so on. Then you'll get a good check from him. That's the way to get money from him. So, this guy took out Noam Beira. So he wrote a letter to the Gemir, which Shvachim Dalem, he says, he wrote in the letter, the whole Jewish nation has to be thankful people like you on the money you gave to so many important charities. And we're all proud of you. And then he said, listen, we live in the community. The community needs for Pesach. And so the usher sent a check for this Meister Tzedakah, a check they never, such a big check, they never saw a check like that before. Nope. So, now the Gavit Tzedakah is having second doubts. It's Levi Nagfai. If he did the right thing. Because he wrote a letter, even though he got a nice check, the Meister, he was over Itza on Chanufa, flattery. You know, be Macha Marosha, someone married to a Shiksa, you know, it's Macha. Where does it say that? In Shai Yitshuva, in Shai Gimel, Aizkuf Beites, and a bunch of Sifim afterwards. I'll quote some of the things he says. Hamahalo, Rosha. Someone praises a Rosha, Ben Lefanov, Ben Shloi Lefanov, Apisha Einai, Matzdika, Achamsa, even though you're not saying you're right to be a Ganif and so on. You say he's a good man. Someone says he's telling him Al Rasha. So the going speaks out. Mahal Rasha, Mistama, Hey Maizi Torah. Who else is Mahal Rasha? Someone has no Shaykhus to Torah. And also, you marshal him. They should not. Everyone's patting him on the shoulder. Then he won't do tshuva, he'll never do tshuva. Everybody says, yeah, he says a number of other things. Had tzitkas harasha b'maisav, a kibudai, a yaibis a chanifa. You tell me he's doing right, he's doing wrong things, and he says he's doing right, a kibudai a mechabedim, kibudai a chayim b'ainav, yaibis a chanufa. And he says further, ben yaina, a chaynef olu gam lava mitzvah techacha. Someone with mechab, someone else, really should give him techacha. He's either it's not giving the person to Chacha, Shulchiv min HaTorah. Ben Yair says further, HaChaynef, Oid Issa, Shumasi Gideh Ravera. He's Mechazi Gideh Ravera. Shebezeh Shumachnef Lahem, Umeshabchem, Umechazkem Risham. They continue to stay in Mishraim, they won't go to do Tshuva. Ben Yair says further, there's the Issa of Afneiva. Because since he's Goyim, that the Chayta will not have Chavot on what he did, or might say what he did. And Ben Yonah says further, the Ivar is also over on Issa Medvah Sheket Tichok. He's over that also. The Chayta Sheket Piv. He says also, the Ivar is over on Issa of Gnevis Das. Because you don't really mean it. It's Dab Echab Pev Echab Alev. You really don't mean it. And he says further, all these things when you do, you machan for Rashi. You machan for Rasha, and you tell him he thinks he's doing good, but he's a Rasha. You're not allowed to. And the Gemara Saita says, the famous Gemara Saita, Dafir Mal from the Alf, the Gemara says, Aber Kivtais, Eim Mekal Mepfei Shechina. There are four types of people who aren't Mekal Mepfei Shechina. Kas Leitzim, people of the Tzonim, Kas Chanofim, people who are Mechanef, Kas Shikorim, and Kas Mesapir Rosh Hashanah. So one of the things are Chanofim. So someone is Chanef, someone else, you're not Alta, you're not Mekal Pteh Shechina. So you see from all these things, the Issa, it's also to Mechanef Rishoyim. So Chaya, this person should never check, the Kimchat Chissa, he should never accept this check, he did a big Issa. By writing him a letter and being mechanofim, he did a big issa. So he came and asked the Shaila, what should he do now? He came the same Shaila that Moshe has a tshuva on. In Igos Moshe, Arachayim, Chedek Beis, Simon Alaf. A different case, but it's the same type of a Shaila. There was a Rifa Yehudi Mefursam, a famous Jewish doctor. Many people knew him. He was a top surgeon, and he helped a lot, and he did a lot of meetings. He had meetings with Tavis. He's about Stocker, and from Godel. And he did many times to form a Yedin. And the Kehillah needed him. But what was his problem? He's married to a Shiksa. Married to a non-Jewish woman. And he definitely could come to shul. Why did he come to shul? Because he had an old mother that she used to take her to shul. He had a big kibbutz aim. So the old mother used to bring to shul. But they weren't mechabim. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. I keep mechabim. They weren't mechabim shul. The wife so after a while, he felt bad. He felt, you know, the Mekarvim. And he felt very hurt. So Rosh Hashanah decided, we can't give him Aliyah, because he's married to a non-Jewish woman. Well, at least we'll give him Psicha on Kodesh. Psicha. That's what's a kibbutz, but it's a type of kibbutz that, you know, it's not such an important kibbutz. So they asked the Shaila to give him the Psicha on Kodesh. Because if not, they're afraid that one day he won't come back anymore, and he'll be angry at the Kehillah, and they won't get the Torah they got from him. So Moshe writes like this: Mitzad etzim psicha v'aron kodesh for Baal Veda, there's no issa. Just the only shaila is of chanifa, that you're not mechaber Baal Veda. So maybe if you mechaber him now to open up the aron kodesh to do psicha v'aron kodesh, there's issa of chanifa. Like the Gemara in the site which you just quoted, Tatz Chanafim Yalata. However, Moshe comes up with a very startling Chiddush. Chiddush Gadol. Only Moshe can say such a Chiddush. He says, it seems to me that Issa Chanufa is only if you're masking on Issa, he's doing Issa. And you're masking him on his Issa. Or on Sheker, you're masking him to Sheker. Where is it being arrived from? Because the Gemara in the site is talking about Grifus. Anyone who went to Gemara, Grifus was a king in Kal Yisrael, and he wasn't allowed to be king because his mother was Jewish, his father wasn't Jewish. So they told him, Achino Ata, you are a brother, and you call Shalom Achas. They lied to him. They said, Sheker, that's Chanifa. Oh, but to be Machnef, in Yinyan, it's not Shech Yisurim, there's no sin at all. Moshe de Mechaya, to be Mishabech, and his he's a nice guy, he's a smart guy, and so on. And so then, also if you mechaber to open on Kodesh, it's in your Kod B'Alma. It's not called the maskim to his maestro Aron, that he's married to a non-Jewish woman. You only mechaber him because he does, he's a right from a foursome, and you need him. And it's not time to come on Saita. It's the only way to tell him what he's doing wrong, it's not right and wrong, it's right. Like they did by Gifus. So since the Moshe writes, it's a Chiddush, he couldn't find a right to it, but since this is not it's a Bara, and it's Yaisa Naita, there's no Issa, just a minor type to Mitzrachik, to Mechabit, Stam, a person who's married to a non-Jewish woman, but if the Rosh here fail, there's a Tzarek, a Dailah for the Kehel to Mechabit him, we open it on a Kiddush, you can be Mako. So come down according to the Moshe, and now we need it also, is a Tzarek for Kimcha, Pischa, you need money for it. You don't have enough money. Couldn't raise enough money for the Anim in the city. And the armies of getting covered is because you wanted, if you need it for the Anim. So Meila, and you didn't tell him that it's okay to live with a Shiksa. You didn't tell him to keep him a Chal Shabbos. You didn't tell him all these things. So it's not the thing that's also Chanifa, so we're Malkam Sayach. So he also should be okay. That's the Chayah. Should be. Let me finish. That's a chayy should be done one to another. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is no dimin. He says there's a big chilek between both cases. By the case of Moshe, he's a rifle mumcha, and he's a big doctor. And there are a lot of doctors out there, but a mumcha to be in his field, a big mumcha, the yechidim like that, and he helps the Yiddish community. That's mamash atos mafoshes. So Meila is more. It was. Mutter to Mechavim Shasat Chak. By Fimbar, even though, because Mocha, you need this person. But over here by Kimcha, the Pitzcha, it's not critical. And you have to go out and hard and work hard and raise money. It's not such a, it's not critical that such a tzayef. So Mela, in such a case, you now to the chaitim. Mela, this Gabbai was over Issa Chanufa, that he's in Shabbat, this Baal Averis, and he was over in Issa. Soon talk about if you have to give back the money.
He's allowed to keep the money.
I didn't say that. I said, I'm getting to that in a minute. What about keeping the money?
So it's also your Rebbe says the Emes.
Huh?
According to Rebbe Shulman, even if it says the Emes.
Right, yeah. However, let me finish. Let me just finish. One second. However, this is Yisrael of Moshe, not everyone agrees to. And it's saying that Chavez Maria, you ever have a Chavez, it comes out every couple of months. Maria. And I saw in Elo Toshin Nun Ches, page Tamachay. And also Chashuch Chemed and Mesechtes Peah, Perches Mishneh Zayin. He quotes there from Baba Yashiv. The argues on the on Ramosha. And he says, even if Naniach, there's no Issa Chanufa, like Ramosha's Chiddush Gadol, still is a Bezayin HaTorah, that you mishtamish with the Torah HaGdosha, to Mephayis, to let him open the Kodesh, and Avayim, to reason to keep in your Kehillah. And certainly, he says, the Chanufa is, you should not use the money, the Torah to stock, and you should not use the money. Should not use the money. And he brings down that he asks of Chaim Kanetsky. And Chaim says, this money is Siddur Mois. And it's not Roy Lishtamish Boy. For Tzedakah. You should return it back to the Osher. Besides the Chet of Chanufa, there's a Chash, the Osher will think this, I give money. It's a Chapan Zabeh, it's a Chamorah that he does. So that's why he's giving a lot of money to Tzedakah, because he thinks it'll be a Kapor for him. So may the Kabbalah to Tzedakah from Zim is a Maguna, and Marusa is not Makabal for him. So it comes out according to him, that is not Makabal the money came to Chapisco from this Russia, she give it back. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yashar of Chaim Kanetsky, the Yishulchal, for Kimcha the Pesach, she not even go a place where, even if it's not Chanufa, she not even go collect money from him. It would seem to me, Rani Zaiti, that Rabbi Chaim Kanetsky is talking on by Mumal Hachas. Where I see this, Reb Chaim Kanetsky himself writes in Derech Amuna, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. He writes over there in Perichet Sifkon Samach. He writes, Mumal Hachlis, El Mekam Tzedakah. For Mumal Hachlis, you now accept Tzedakah. And what is the Mokka? He says, it's a Mirim Barabat Chesam Alf. And he says, Geloit Kishach, Reb Chaim Kanetsky writes, Geloit Kishach, for your day, Sibresh Nadalad. Sifkon Hay brings on my bid that says you'll have to accept Tzedakah for even Mumahachas. So Mela, if someone knows the Chaymer Issa that he's not allowed to marry a Shiksa, then it'll be us, you don't take Tzedakah for him. But let's say someone's a Tinnik Shinishba. Today, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, say, no, you're not allowed to marry a Shiksa. They know the Chaka Medina, they know they hear these things. But someone lives in Rockford, Illinois. In Rockford, Illinois. There's no shul there. There's no school there. There's no chinuch. There's nothing there whatsoever. Huh? It's a Chabad house. Could be. I don't know. Chabad house. You know, the Punch Rebbe once said, he went and he saw the whole world. He was everywhere in the world. He said two things he found there. Coca-Cola and Lubavitch. Okay? All right? So anyway. So, Brother Mike, sir, why went to Rockford, Illinois? Because someone told me, you still in Rockford, Illinois? She went to visit. She was there. She was there 40 years after. She went to visit Rockville, Illinois. She says she met a lot of her friends when she went to public school. She's a full woman. So she says 100% intermarriage. Not 80, 90. Every one of her friends who went to public school all married to Goyim. Rock Island. Okay.
It
was. Okay. So anyway, so if someone's a Tinnik Shanishba, it would seem to me that Reb Chaim didn't say his whole Torah, that you don't accept money from him. But he didn't know better. So if I can't, let him have his chus. So I think Reb Chaim would be mida, because he only says only by Mumal Hachas, but not by. So someone doesn't know about it, so Tinnik Shanishba, it seemed to me Reb Chaim would be mekel that.
Moshe. If somebody, the letter that the guy wrote, he was mocking him on his charitable work.
Huh?
The letter said you're good to the Jews, but he was matlif only on the tzedakah that he gave. What is wrong with that? Is that still?
He didn't. He said checker there.
No, but he gave him charity.
Yeah, but not to what he wrote like. He said, check. He said, yeah, the whole Jewish nation is well, wasn't true. Wasn't true.
Is there an Isra Kanufa on something that's true?
Huh?
You have a Russia of Mumu Mahabas, but he does certain things good.
But you want to get something for him, it's a Kanufa. It's a Russia.
If I say good things about the good things he does do,
yeah.
Is there an Isra Kanufa that way?
No, if you're saying the Emes. No, but here wasn't Emes.
So what's the chiddush of
Moshe? It says, no, that's not what Moshe says. Moshe says when you tell him the only one he's doing Issa, then and you tell him he's doing it's Mutter what he did, that's Issa Chanufa, like the case of Agrifus.
But Emes is not flattery.
I'm not flattering. No.
What is a mumal achas? And only dover echad or kol ter?
Kol ter mumal achas means it could be kol ter, dover echad, kol ter, it could be anything.
Even
dover echad, mumal achas.
Take money from
mumal achas. Yeah. Yeah. One second. Yeah.
Have a leila the same as sifa.
Probably. Huh? Touching sefer Torah, but I don't think he's not getting a leila. Yes. Yes.
Is there a difference if a man marries a shiksa, or is it called Shabbos, or is it called Shabbos?
There's a difference. Marrying a shiksa, Ramashi once told me, this is his word, a yid marries a shiksa, that's shmat. Why? Because his generations afterwards will be all goyim. That's shmat. That's what the word Ramashi used.
Yeah, but it's very simple today. We live in a generation. This is all Sheyena Yodea Nishon. They
yeah.
have no better.
Right.
They didn't have no Chinuch. They didn't have no.
So it's Tinish and Ishba.
So they don't know.
And therefore what?
So you have to look away.
What do you mean look away?
I mean, you call a man that married a Shikse a Roshe. About a man that's in the Chalet Shabbos, I'm married a man that's in the nursing home business and he gives Eichel Nevelis to trade it. I want to give him an aliyah. If a man is a nursing home and he gives to Jewish people Nevelis to trade it, he's not allowed to have an aliyah. Why is there no chickpea, in my opinion?
All right. Huh? The way I understand, a lot of them have stories, which I don't say I agree to it, that some have stories. Because shtar doesn't help to help, like Kowalski said, that even if you have a shtar, but there's still shiloh sneiva. Okay. No thing. Yeah, yes.
If someone is married to a shiksa, he's a tinnik shenishba, they didn't have an aliyah?
Huh?
If they're a
tinnik
shenishba, and they're married to
still alpha pikim, we don't
give
them
aliyah.
Even they don't
have
their
first time being married? Huh? They used to. Today no one does, but they used to sit shiva.
No.
After they die. Not when they marry. It's when they die. The Tinnik Shenishba, yes. I tell him to Shiva.
What's called the Tinnik Shenishba?
He didn't know better.
But it's something who knew better than he played his work.
Then you don't sit there.
All right.
Further. This story happened, I don't know which country, but it's brought down the famous story that happened. By the great Shemot was the papers were all talking about it. And they want to know what the Da'at of Torah Kedosh is in this case. What was the case? A guy got sick. And he went to a Goyish doctor. Because he felt shvach and so on. And he went to visit a doctor. If everything's okay by him. He felt weak. He felt shvach. Want to know if just the virus. What's the problem is? Or he has a flu. The doctor did all type of tests on him, and the doctors say that he's very sick. He's terminally ill, very sick. He turns to the chayil and he says, "Listen, I'm a tzir to you. I'm advising you now. Did you see the whole world? Were you ever in Africa? Were you ever in different countries? Did you see the whole world?" He said, "No." "Well, I advise you to go visit these places." So the chayla turns to the doctor and he says, "You became a travel agent all of a sudden. Did you start telling me I should go see the world?" So the doctor says, "I'm sorry to tell you, but according to the dikas I made on you, you don't have more than 6 months to live. So I'm advising you, enjoy life." Go see the world. The Chayla wasn't easy to accept such a psura, but the last Beira, he decided he had only 6 months to live, so he quit his job. He sold part of his businesses, his properties and so on, to have enough money to go see the world. As long as he has courage to go, chaperai, and see the world. Chaperai, Malam Had, as much as he can. Comes a half a year, after he saw the world, he's still walking around. The Malam Chavalas didn't get him yet. No? What happened? He goes to another doctor. The doctor looks at him. He did blood tests, all type of tests and so on. You look healthy to me. It wasn't an S. It was a misdiagnose. The first doctor made a wrong diagnose. He made a big choice. No? This so-called Chayla went to court. Yeah? Took him to court. He was to marry the doctor. He changed her life. He had to lose his job. His panacea. He was working at a very good paying job. He quit his job. He can't get that job back anymore. He sold properties of his. He lost money on it. He had regular income coming in. He has no more income coming in. He wants now the doctor paying back all these hezekim. In the court system, by the Chacham, was a whole tumult in that court. What happened? I don't know what happened. I don't even know what country it was. But anyway, that's what happened. But anyway, a yid came to Rav and he said, what happens to these two yidin, the doctor and the patient, went to Dentera? Does he have rights to get his money back? Is it a right for Mechuyiv to pay all these zakas that happened to the so-called Chayla or not? Yes or no? Well, 1 second. We have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Rambam, we have a Shulchan Aruch. That's the way from yidin work, right? That's how we're doing here. The Rambam says in Hilchos Schir Matana, Perek Vav Halacha Chav Dalet. The Rambam says like this: Hayra Rabbeisai, my Rabbeim paskind, Shem Hayim Minig Hamadina Shiasek Kol Adam Adam Suda V'Yechol Aviv Oy Yichalik Mois L'Shamash Chazana Kiyetsibem. Someone gets engaged, Chosan Kala. So it used to be in that time that the chosin used to pay for the vart, the big vart. In those times, they used to put the chosin side paid for it, and the chosin kadesh oisim kolam, and they made a nice suda like normal people do it. The chosaba, she backed out from the shidduch. She decided she's not marrying him. Now, but there was a whole suda made, the whole vart was made in a hall, whatever. It cost thousands of dollars. So Mishalem is Hakol. Zok the Rambam, her Rabbeisai, she has to pay everything. Shrei Gomel Loi L'Avid Mamon. Chol HaGoyim L'Avid Mamon Chaveyim Mishalem. That's the Lashon Rambam. You have to pay. This halacha the Rambam is a Mechav Osun Ebenezer Simen Nun Siv Gimel. So come that point to the Rambam, the Mechav, since the Raifa was going to his Chayla to lose all this money, he sold his business, does not pronounce him more. He had to pay all his HHRs. That was master to now. The dinners is chayv to pay. The college chayv to pay everything. What? Huh? That's Rosh Hashanah. I'm calling Rosh Hashanah. This type of gum is chayv. That's what he says. He has to pay all his HHRs. In fact, I'll get to it. Yitzchak Zilberstein says there's a big chilek between the case of the Kala and our case, because the Kaddah Pasha is according to that case. He was mastered over here, he sold his business, he lost money. The Chiv Kala to pay Chosam is Medina Nagami, like the Chalkas Chaykik says, then Simenon Sifkan Yud. He says, Ayachayv Al Gami. Since he's made that choice of the Kala, it's Ki'ilama Kala Chosan, he says, Lech Visaiti Atois. I want you to spend this money for me. And to Bratel the Hersin, it's a Nezik. And it says in Shah Mishpat, in Simon Shimpei Vav Sivkon Aleph, the Shas, when a person about to Shidduch, is Siddha Meitzer Gami. Interesting, there's a Behetiv. Behetiv speaks out there in Simon Ezra, Simon Nun, he brings down a Chus Advaz. Behetiv is in Sivkon Test. He brings down a Chus Advaz that you're not Mechuv to pay only what Derek would you spend. Let's say normal work, you spend $5,000. And this guy, and this Chosin went overboard, he spent $10,000. You're only Mechuv to pay only a choice. Well, normal, if he has to pay back, you only have to pay back what normally you pay for a board, not extra. Even though he's writing more, he says, you will add who the Ashid al Nashach. That's the ocean of advice. You mastered yourself. No one told you to make it to go overboard. So, Mela, so by Kala, she's required to pay what the normal price is to pay for it for a lot. However, over here by Raifa, he then. He can't call him a mazik. He didn't tell, and he didn't know anything to mazik the person. Just he gave him advice. He gave him an etzah. This is the way you should do it. I'm advising you. You didn't see the world yet. Go see the world. So he gave it. Most he did was he gave the etzah shein ogenes. What's the halach of etzah shein ogenes? It's a four shu amor. Amor says in chashim mishpat and simin shim peivav siv gimel hamazik lechaveri batzosai. Someone gives an etzah, and the person has a loss. I tell him, buy such a stock. I'm not a stockbroker, it's not my job. But I tell him, I've heard a tip or whatever it is, there's a certain stock that's going to go up. Buy it. He's not getting paid for the etzah. He gives some etzah, and he gives a person of etzah, potter. Why? Zok to Amar, the way you have a Groman and Zokin. And Shaykh Lema, he put him in Ishmael, this case, because it's a Groman and Chayka. And it wasn't Kavon al-Hazik, the doctor didn't have Kavon al-Hazik, so Mela, the din is, he's parted from pain. Any damages. That he lost his job, he quit his job, he had to sell his property, it's only Groma. And the property is unfinished. He's always parted from Shemayim. But there's another problem. There's another problem. The Raifa, there's another thing. It says in the Gemara, in Mesechta Baba Basra, Chafar from Beis, Mikri Yenuka, someone is a Lama Tanaikis, Shasla. He's a person who plants for other people's property and he gets paid. He gets a certain percentage. A Tafka Shaykhet, Umna. Someone is Makis Dam, is love doctor of Makis Dam. Even a doctor is called Umna. And Seifer Masa. Someone is a Seifer of the community. Kulam Kamusim Aymaninho. Since they do delicate work, their job is considered. The Muslim Imam, that the Hasra is already, you don't have to give him a Hasra. Call a Mitzvah, this is Lashon HaGemara. Kol Seder, Rayhada, any type of loss that there's no return, Muslim Imam. And Seder speaks out to Mechaba, in Chashim Mishpat, Simish, and Vav Sivchet, this is Lashon Mechaba. And the Tayyar Ilanais, someone plants trees. Livnei Medina, Shehirsit, the Chayn Tabach, Shabnei Eir, Shanam Abahimus, a Sheikh of the city. That made the payment of Eva. The mark is down, he shechted, but he made mistakes. It's beginning on his not on the second. He made the payment to the Eva. The mark is down, shechaval. Someone's mark is down, and he made the person bleed extra. That's Seifer, Shetor, Bishtois, Omalami Tinaikis, Sheposha, Bitinai Loma. He didn't come to school. He's supposed to be in school on Sunday. He took off. And Ramah speaks out of me, even only one day or 2 days. Doesn't make a difference. He's a Peshaya. I love the toys. I told the false chat. Choki Yitzhak Be'elo, for on them, She'if She'eliasu, Hesed, the Shesidai, Mesakim, Isai, you're allowed to fire them without a straw. She'im Muslim behind them. That's the Mechavashita. Jamo argues, Jamo says, V'yashayimim, Dafi She'im Trichim, Chasra, Imi Yoni Hasra, Mekoka, Mekomokai, Be'inan, Chazaka, you need a chazaka. The actual chazaka, they have to do this thing a few times wrong. Ashi Yisrabam, you have to warn them a few times. And tell them, I'm a sticker. You don't want it. You need a few times to warn them. So, because according to Mechavishita, you have to fire him from being a doctor. And even according to Amor, you still can have big kindness on the doctor. Because the rifle is not a shloka shura. He made such a big mistake. You're telling a person, you have 6 months to live. And he lives a lot longer, and he made a mistake. Not only that, the mistake in the whole diagnosis. So, Mela, Bezdin or Rav has to warn him that if you're more careful, you shouldn't come to such a mistake again. But however, you cannot milchayv him any choice whatsoever. Which way? With the doctor that he went on? He's part of the Dinishmaim also in that case. Manyan. I have two more cases, short cases. Well, yeah.
The fact that you pay the doctor, you're not like a serviceman, like you pay a guy who picks
you. That's what I'm getting up. I'm paying. We're talking about paying. Interesting, happy. Happen. Achayla. It's a true story. Achayla. That was very sick. He knew he was terminally ill. He went to the doctor to be checked out. You know, he had some minor problems, but he knew he was terminally ill. And he told the doctor, I only want to know how to top of my machla. But I don't want you to tell me how long I have to live. Don't tell me how long I have to live. I don't want to tell me that. The doctor checked him very well. And he told him what he should do for his machla. At the end, the doctor tells him, I'm sorry to tell you, but you only have 2 months to live. He just told him, don't tell me. And the doctor Shreiter told him. But he shouldn't be telling him. You never tell a doctor. You don't give a timeline how he's to live. Most times they're wrong anyway. But anyway, so now the Chayla came and tainted. I made a condition. This doctor is an idiot. I made a condition with him. And he didn't listen to me. Do I have to pay him? I don't want to pay him. I went to him to see. So he went to ask the Shaila, and they passed it to him. He doesn't have to pay. Because he's posha. The doctor is nitin the rabbis, and not to kill. To make people live, not to make them, to help them die. And he tells the person, they have 2 months to live. You're making me Irish a living. He gets me Irish. Since he makes him into a depressed person now, he doesn't get paid. However, it's a different type of story. Another story. A young couple went to a doctor. The woman was pregnant. She's already 4 or 5 months pregnant. And they went to the doctor. So normally during pregnancy, you're allowed to take certain ultrasounds. Some yes, some not. But it was a type of ultrasound that normally most pregnant women take. So they went to the doctor, and they told the doctor, I just want you to check out everything's going good with the pregnancy. It's ultrasound. But I don't want you to tell me if it's a boy or a girl. I don't want to hear. Don't tell me it's a boy or a girl. Usually sometimes they ask. Some nurses are nice. They'll tell you, should I tell you it's a boy or a girl or not? So she went, they did an ultrasound. At the end of the Vedika, after they did ultrasound, says, Baruch Hashem, you're going to have a healthy daughter. It's going to be healthy when she comes out. Because right now everything's healthy. So a young couple came over to her mom and says, first of all, the gang at the technician who does it. We told you clearly, don't tell us. So now they want to say, I don't want to have to pay for an ultrasound. I don't want to have to pay. So the Shaila went to Rabbi Yashiv. Did you have to pay or not? So Rabbi Yashiv paskin that you have to pay. You have to pay. The reason is why even the rabbi was posha in his hanaga, they said it was a boy or a girl, not to the sign of the zug. Still, he did his job as an ultrasound. That's what he went for. Regular technician to check out the ultrasound, everything's okay with the baby. So he did his job. So Mela, on his work for doing the ultrasound, that's something you have to pay. He was Naga Eshtutz. He said if it's a boy or a girl, that's an extra thing. It has nothing to do with the Etzim. The Etzim of checking her out, of checking out the woman. So then you have to pay. That's a boy, Asher Paschal.
Who's going to pay the doctor? Who's going to get to pay the doctor for the visit?
The visit was for the ultrasound, not for advice.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Why have to pay the doctor?
Huh?
The doctor.
No! They make person the depressed person. I went to you just to tell me a powerful thing. You made for kids. What you told me, okay. That's not some extra. It's part of the. Okay. So it's a lot worse. Right. Yeah. Then she has to see a therapist then. What? A son could be depressed because he wants a boy, has a girl, something wrong with that. Huh? We once spoke about a story. Remember, we once mentioned about Shidduch. Someone had, I think, 6 girls already, and the husband said, if you have a 7th daughter, stay in the hospital, don't come home. Yeah? We spoke about it in Shir. Yeah? I spoke about Shir. Huh? It's a true story, yes.
Yeah. Rebbe, he paid for a consultation.
Yeah.
He paid, and in that consultation was the ultrasound. He didn't pay just for the ultrasound. He paid for the diagnosis.
That's
he paid
not
for
true.
The entire.
No, not when you're pregnant. You're going for ultrasound, see if the baby's okay.
Consultation
for an ultrasound. Right. You forgot when you had children. You forgot. Any other questions?
Is it
what?
Any Indian not to know what the is it?
All right, I didn't want to go into it, but you asked me. I can't give you the mamma comments, but I can tell you. I asked Rav Chaim Kanetsky, are you allowed to know the gender of the boy or girl? Woman's pregnant. You're allowed to know the boy or girl. So he told me, he took out a Medrashraba. I remember if it was in Kahel, I wrote it down right then. Right then in front of him, I wrote down where the Mamagam Mokam is. It's either in Kahelis Rabba or Mishli Rabba. He opened up and showed me there are 10 things mechutzah from a person. 10 things mechutzah from a person. One of the things not to know the gender of the baby until it's born. So you see from the Medrash, it's not Issa, but you see from the Medrash that there's an inyan of not knowing until the baby's born. That's what he told me.
Oh, yes.
One sec, let me finish. I asked the same thing to Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. He told me the exact same thing. He told me the same Medrash. Medrash state is best in his own shvissen. That better not to know the gender of the baby.
Did the rabbi ask for Moshe?
No, I didn't think of it then. Yeah.
What? Any exceptions if you got family overseas that can.
It was that. People ask me that. Malcolm Sarah, there's no Issa. Malcolm Sarah goes. Some people, they come like from overseas. They have to make a ticket. They want over to Bis or not. But most time they come anyway, so you don't have to know. But you know, they only come for Bis. They know they want to stand the car, so whatever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever the reason, the ultimate reason they are. Then, if someone says, listen, I can't tell you, it's Asa. It's not us. It's put on a medrash. There's a Mokham Sarek, he can be maker. You have to put your case to that. A lot of times, online today, you can get tickets. I know someone, last week, he had to go to Switzerland, yeah? He had to go to Switzerland. A day before I made a ticket, usually costs $1,500 to $2,000, he got online for $500 round trip ticket. Sometimes he can get on, if you know, I play around with the computer, you know, with the. You know?
Rabbi, 50% of the time people are booked tickets in advance.
Yeah?
They miss the bridge. Because the day was either early or
later. Later, yeah. Yeah. If I know the bridge of time, the plane came late. Yeah? Yes?
Is the motor to schedule your delivery? Not for health reasons.
To schedule delivery, according to our Moshe in the Tshuva, it's us. It's us. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So, halacha. He held, this is not in the tshuva, this is written in different quarters from Moshe, that he held that this chavola. If let's say if you're supposed to have the baby, let's say on a certain date, but it doesn't work out, you know, family, whatever, it doesn't work out for family reasons, you want to have it earlier, and the doctor said, listen, you want to have a few days earlier, it's okay, but Moshe held this is a chavola. But since it's not the time to have birth, then there's this is a chavola. And then there are other things. It's at Kabbalah. It's brought down. There's a Chassam Sefer that says that you mark them other people to die. Because when this neshama is supposed to take someone else's neshama. So you make them die earlier, then they have to have the other neshama ready. That's a Chassam Sefer. Okay?
What about the idea that no baby is born before it's supposed to, and even if you try, it's not going to have
something? It doesn't work that way. All right, I want to say one thing. Periodically, an email is sent out to notify people of any changes to the shiur schedule, or any announcements related to the shiur. So if anyone here right now is not receiving those email updates, so please add your name or email address to the sign-up sheet that Alicia's... have your name on it. Thank you. Call to the shiur's over.